Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, when I started doing this show in 1997, over 9 years ago, I like saying that, by the way. I like saying that. That has a nice ring to me, to say that we've been doing this for 9 years, more than 9 years, and we're in our 10th year. That's exciting to me to think that that we're still doing this. And one of the ways that we've been able to do this is by the ways we've been able to survive is by focusing on fundamentals, things that are absolutely that we already know, things that we already know about, things that are already established, basic principles of business, basic principles of economic principles, basic financial principles, basic marketing principles, basic human resources principles. All these issues, all these elements are things that really have already been established. We already know what they are. We don't have to discover new ones. We don't have to debate the old ones. If they're fundamental, that means that they've been tried and true, and then we know that if you do those things, they work, and they lead to good results. And so for the next several weeks, actually probably about 7 or 8 weeks, at least one segment of the show for part of the week, 2 to 3 days a week, I'm going to be doing something that I've been doing for a long time about this time of year, and that's take one segment a day and talk about these fundamentals, these basic business fundamentals, and if you will follow them, if you'll take these, I used to call it the Small Business Survival Course, and we can still call it that. But these are, if you'll just pay attention to these fundamentals, and if you'll try to apply them the best you can. And to whatever degree that you don't know, you don't understand them, and I don't explain them well enough for you to get it, then you still need to go get someone to help you with it. Because they are fundamentals. And you can say, well, you know, why should I listen to Blasingame? Well, as I said, you know, we're in our 10th year. And I think that means something. I think that means that I don't think you can last that long in anything. Whether you're a surgeon or a police officer or a business owner or an employee, you don't last, you don't survive, you don't succeed in an endeavor that long unless you're following the fundamentals of that profession, of that endeavor, of that that discipline, whatever it might be. There are certain things that are understood, that are established, and you need to know about those things. Now, small business owners, I think, have a problem right now. Let me give you an example, folks. When I started doing this in 97, the SBA was saying, they were reporting, their statistics showed that 50% of all businesses failed in the first 5 years. Well, about a year or so ago, maybe a little more than a year, maybe a year and a half or two, The Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy, the good folks over there did some more research on this, and what they found was that 50% of small businesses are still failing, but not in 5 years, in 4 years. That's right. The numbers got worse. 20%, you know, the 50% of companies had 20% less time in the marketplace. That's huge, ladies and gentlemen. If we had any kind of a disease that was accelerating at that kind of a speed, Congress would absolutely be passing laws like you wouldn't believe. Medical expert heads would roll. I mean, they'd be saying, why didn't we do something about this? Why didn't you do something about this? Why aren't, you know, why isn't the government fixing this, et cetera, et cetera? Think about that. What if AIDS increased 60% in like 2 or 3 years? What if cancer, the incidence of cancer went up 20%? What if car accidents? What if there was an increase in car accidents and car fatalities as a result of car accidents? What if that went up 20%? There would be an outcry from one end of this country to the other. But that's exactly what happened to small business over a 5-year period. The small business failures went from 50% in 5 years to 50% in 4 years. Now that is a failure incidence that takes my breath away. That's an increase in failure incidence. That takes my breath away, and I hope it makes a little bit of a cold sweat pop out on your forehead if you're a small business owner, or if you're a banker, and you have small business loans out there, you ought to be sweating a little bit over that kind of an increase. It's awful. It's a terrible thing that's happening, and I believe I know why. The reason I think it is because more and more people found themselves unemployed because of the irrational exuberance we had in the 90s, where so many people probably shouldn't have been employed in some of those jobs. And when they started looking for a new job, they found themselves with 20th century skills looking for a 21st century job. And those didn't go together so well. So what they did, they decided to start a business. And I was applauding them in those days. I was happy about that when that happened. But what I wasn't happy about was the fact that when those people started those small businesses, they put their houses on the line and their jewelry and everything else on the line in order to start those businesses, but they didn't follow the fundamentals. They thought, you know what? I'm a consumer. I know how to buy stuff. I see people selling me stuff. How hard can it be? Well, you wouldn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to be a brain surgeon today. How hard can that be? Well, small business is not brain surgery, but it is technical. There are fundamentals that you have to pay attention to. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those very important fundamentals so you don't become part of the SBA's obituaries. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the
window. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check it out. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there, and thousands of other resources, articles, archives, lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And there is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, you can come on in. The water's fine. The water's fine in your small business if you follow certain fundamentals too, ladies and gentlemen, as I was just talking about. And I want to talk about today and tomorrow and a little bit the next day. I want to talk about what I'm calling the financial fundamentals. And these are the things that if you will track these, ladies and gentlemen, all the other fundamentals we're going to talk about, you'll have a lot more time to get good at those. But you need to get good at these real quick. In fact, you need to know how to do these things before you hang your shingle out, before you turn the telephone on, before you quit your day job. You need to understand pretty much how to do these fundamentals. And the first one is learn the importance of producing regular and accurate financial statements. Now, regular, what does that mean? Regular means at least quarterly, in my opinion. If you have a very small business, not a lot of activity, no inventory at all, and I mean no inventory, You can get by with quarterly, but you can't. But you got to have quarterly within, you know, within a month after the end of the quarter. You can't have it quarterly and do a quarterly statement and not produce it for 3 months after the quarter's over. You know what I call that? I call that making salad with old lettuce. You know, some people think that they, because they have the tax return, which has their balance sheet and financial and their P&L, their profit and loss statement, in the back of the tax return. Your accountant does that for you. It's in the back. But they only do it once a year. And so what I tell people, what I'm telling you now is that your financial information is a perishable item. It's like lettuce. It's like any produce. It only has a certain life of value. It's only valuable for a certain period of time. And then it starts getting rotten and moldy and old. So if you've got if you're trying to manage with your tax return, with the information on your tax return, that information is already maybe as much as 15 months old. It's useless. So what you got to be able to do is produce regular statements. I prefer monthly, but at least quarterly, and they have to be accurate. And what those statements comprise of at least a balance sheet and a profit and loss statement. You got to have those two minimum. The cash flow statement is good too. You got to have the cash flow statement too. But the ones the accountants produce for you are really not all that easy to read. I'd prefer to do your own cash flow statement over on an electronic spreadsheet. Do your own cash flow statement to show when you're going to need cash, and you can get someone to help you do that. Find somebody who will help you establish, if you don't already know how. Plot your profit and loss statement out over a 12-month period of time and project when you say you think the sales are going to come in. You remove the depreciation, because that's the main difference between a cash flow projection and a profit and loss statement are things like depreciation and amortization. Everything else is pretty much there. And so now you can take that information and you can spread it out over time, and you can see, okay, I'm not expecting a heavy January, February because it's the winter. People don't come in the store as much. So I'm going to project that my sales are going to be off a little bit from where they are in later parts of the year. But your expenses are going to be maybe very similar to other parts of the year, maybe off a little bit because you've got some variable expenses. But the point is, folks, you've got to track your business with your financial statements, and including the balance sheet, including the profit loss statement. And I actually think the most important, the handiest tool that I own, that in all of the things that I own for my business, the handiest tool that I have in my possession is something that I built myself. And that is a cash flow projection in an electronic spreadsheet. If you will do that, if you'll get someone to help you do that, and one of the people you can do to help get to help you do that is my next fundamental, and that is to hire at least a part-time accountant or engage the services of an accounting firm for your business. And get them to show you how, not only get them to produce for you your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet, but get that person or those people to help you understand and help you develop a cash flow projection, a 12-month cash flow projection. Now, if you think this is taking too much time, if you think it costs too much to do these things, here's the question for you. Compare what I just said. Compare the cost and the time to do what I just said with the cost of failure. Yeah, that's what I thought. 29 after. Take a quick break. We're going to talk about this some more tomorrow. But in the meantime, we got Paul Casey coming up right after this next break. We're going to talk about how to start.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.